The first Parks and Rec fee hikes since 1999 have not seen much public opposition yet. In fact, Petersburg residents Monday supported the new schedule of user fees during a public hearing on the changes. Local resident Carly Beyer, who's also a member of KFSK's board of directors, says she was willing to pay a little bit more but wanted Parks and Rec activities to continue.
I would ask that you listen to the people who have elected you and not just assume that everyone wants things cheaper. I'm willing to pay a bit more to ensure the quality of life to everyone in my community. The rate schedule proposed is not out of line for the services and quality of facility and trained staff that we have. Look closely at the numbers and listen to the people who use the facility before you make your decision. If you assume that everyone wants things cheaper and start affecting the quality of life, people will start an exodus. Let's allow Petersburg to remain a place that people want to call home.
Under the change, one-time fees for adult gym use, the pool, weight room, and racquetball courts that currently range from $3 to $5 would change to a uniform $4 fee. Likewise, monthly passes for the different facilities currently range from $25 to $40 and would be standardized at $40. A three-month pass that currently ranges from $70 to $100 depending on facility would go to $100 for the pool, weight room, or racquetball. Youth and senior fees would also see similar standardized rates. Some rates would drop under the new ordinance. A one-year family pass for all the facilities would decrease by $250. The ordinance would mean fees would be a little bit higher for people who cannot show a Petersburg utility bill as proof of in-town residency. The $4 adult one-time fee would be $5 for out-of-towners. Local resident Nancy Strand liked that change.
I pay property taxes that go for Parks and Rec items, and if I use those Parks and Rec things, I pay an additional user's fee. I think that it's not out of line to charge people who don't live in the city and pay property taxes an additional amount in their user fee. It's what they do many other places in the country.
Members of the council had been opposed to raising rates, but said they had not heard opposition to the plan. Council member Bob Nelson noted that lack of opposition during Monday's meeting.
I'm not really in favor of this, but on the other hand, I don't see anybody in the audience that opposed to it. I personally think it's a wrong time to raise rates, but as long as I don't see anybody in the audience that gives a darn, I'm going to vote for it.
That sentiment was echoed by other council members, and Councillor Mark Jensen noted the chances for people to pay less under the new ordinance.
There's ways you can purchase like 3 months and pass for the pool and gym and save money versus the 1 month, and some of them do actually go down. And I compared them to the price list of uses of Parks and Rec facilities in Ketchikan, and we're below what they are on many of the items. So, and you know, if we need to raise a little bit more money to keep them open so the public can use them, I'm definitely in favor of it.
The ordinance also includes a few new Parks and Rec fees. For instance, people who want to reserve the gazebo at Outlook Park for a wedding or other special event will have to pay a new $50 fee. The ordinance passed its second reading by the council unanimously and needs one more council vote before it takes effect. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.